Board and staff members for the Utah Cultural Alliance spent dozens of hours compiling responses, track records, and interviews of candidates for local office around the state since the filing deadline in June. In addition to endorsing candidates with proven experience in supporting the arts and humanities, the organizers discussed the importance of culture with the candidates and its benefits for both government and society. Crystal Young Otterstrom is executive director for the Utah Cultural Alliance.
There are hundreds, if not thousands, of peer-reviewed studies that show strong correlations of positive benefits of arts and humanities to our social lives, our health, education, and economic impact.
According to her, the arts have been shown to reduce blood pressure and long-term stress-related diseases, lessen depression, and improve mental health, and even assist Alzheimer's patients. Earlier this year, the organization released its State of Utah Culture Report, which describes various economic impacts of the creative industry in Utah. The report states in 2018, the industry generated $16 billion in sales and employed nearly 112,000 Utahns. Young Otterstrom believes it is important to note that these impacts not only benefit governments, but also everyday Utahns, who will make important decisions for the arts at the ballot box this August and November. While interviewing in a local coffee shop, Katie Smith, a resident of Logan, describes how the arts were an integral part of her education and why supporting the arts is important in her voting decisions.
I do think it's very important that the candidates care about arts, especially growing up in a high school where I was able to express myself through music and artistic things like that. I think it really helped bring value to my experience, and I definitely want to see somebody in there that gives that does care about that.
Visit upr.org for the UCA's municipal candidate grades. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Max Roberts.